Hi, what a way to start an intro. I'm gonna do something a bit different. Obviously I've had my two audios out, and this one I'm not gonna touch myself or try not to, but I just wanna like do something that's been on my mind recently, and maybe we can go through this adventure together. Okay, so we have either been on a date together, or we've like hung out, and we've gone back to either yours or mine. It's not really it's good for either, or a hotel, and we've kind of flirted a little bit, and you know, electric sparks when we touched each other, and then now it's like getting to the end of the night, and we should really say goodbye. But there's just something between us, so we kiss, and it's like a passionate kiss, our tongues meeting together, my hands like running through your hair and over your shoulders, and your hands are like all over my body, so touching like my ass and my hips, and you like squeeze and like grab as you tell me that you can't wait any longer. You need to know like how I taste, which catches my breath, and you kiss my neck and like unzip my dress and let it fall to the floor as your hands glide, and I like lift up my bum, oh my ass, sorry, so you can like have access to me, as I'm not wearing any panties or anything. And you get on your knees, spread open my legs, and you run your hands over my thighs, just gently caressing and touching before your breath catches my clit, which makes me beg for you. And it feels silly to say it, but daddy escapes my lips, which you laugh, but it's a nice laugh. It's not laughing at me. Like, you're excited. And your tongue catches my clit very slowly with the tip of your tongue. And you tell me that you want me to beg again. Which I hold onto your shoulders and kind of nod, and you shake your head at me and you tell me, no, you need to beg like a good girl if you want my tongue on your pussy, which makes me shudder more to have that control, your control, and so I beg. Yes, daddy, I really need your tongue on my clit. Please, please, just. Please, just. Lick me and eat me. Whatever you'd like to do to me. Which you smile and really look at my clit, letting your drool run all the way down, which makes me shudder more and hold on to like the sofa and gasp, and my head rolls back as your expert tongue just laps and sucks gently on my clit and put one finger inside my tight fucking pussy, which obviously makes my eyes roll back so fucking much as you hit my G-spot as you're curling them. And the way that you curl them and the way you're licking is making me just go insane for you, like my eyes rolling back. I start to spit all over myself as you're hitting spots that I've never ever experienced with a guy before. So much so that I ask you where you learnt to do that, and you just smile and tell me that you don't reveal any of your secrets, and that I just need to lay back and enjoy your tongue, because I'm going to be such a good girl for you. Which I nod, and my breath quickens, and your tongue just laps at me, and your fingers are driving me insane. Until I start to come all over your face. Which, as I'm on the edge and start to spit all over myself, you tell me to come like the good girl I am, like the messy slut that I am. And so I do. I come so fucking hard that I, like, after it's done, I don't really know what to do with myself because it's that intense. Which you unbuckle your trousers and pull them down and reveal how hard your cock is. In which I lean forward and start to lick the tip and spit on it. And my tongue drools on it, which catches you off guard because you didn't think I was going to. But I do, very, very slowly, licking the tip, sliding my tongue up and down, and sucking on the tip. Licking over and over again, caressing your balls with one hand, and another one is pumping very slowly your cock into my mouth as my tongue licks all over it and spit drooling all over it. Your head falls back and you start to moan, and you kind of like push me under the sofa and shake your head and tell me that you need to feel my tight pussy all over your big fat cock. That's exactly what you want, because you want to claim me. And so that's what happens. You position yourself on the sofa, my legs spread and like up on your shoulders, and you're holding onto them, caressing my thighs, just gently grazing them with your nails as you spit down into my clit, which makes me shudder and squeal, as I love that. That's like one of my favorite things, is spit on my clit. Ugh, just the sound of it is just everything to me. And you start to pump your cock slowly inside of me, making me gasp and hold onto your arms as you lean down and kiss my lips. And I'm moaning in your mouth, and you're moaning back, and you're telling me like how good I feel on your big fat cock, which makes me shudder and nod, and you tell me how good I am for taking your big fat cock. Oh my god, like, yes. Yes, daddy, I need that cock inside me. I need it so bad. I need to feel it. I need to feel you pump it inside me, and I need to feel it. I need to feel you. And you continue to kiss me, kiss my neck, moan, and you keep telling me to tell you how good it feels. And it feels so good. It feels so good to have that inside me, to feel you inside me, to get used by you. And how wet my pussy is. It's like leaking and dripping all over me, all over you, all over the floor. Like, that's how messy I'm getting. And my tongue falls out, my eyes roll back, and I start to spit all over myself and you, which catches you off guard at first, but you're loving it. You're loving the fact that I can't control myself. I say sorry to you, but you shake your head and tell me never to say that again. As you're slowly and you're getting faster, and I'm holding onto you now, like bringing you closer to me so that I can just touch you and feel you. And you continue to pump and fuck me harder. And you tell me like how you're gonna come soon, but you need me to come first. And I nod, and you tell me that no, you want to hear me, so you do. And you put my bullet onto my clit to make me moan so loud, and you're telling me like how good of a girl I am for taking it, for taking daddy's cock, and to have like the bullet on my clit, which makes me shudder more, and I can't handle myself, and I start to scream and moan and spit all over us. And you tell me like how good it feels to know that I'm gonna gush all over your big fat cock. And then all of a sudden I just do, and you smile and you laugh and you can't help but get so turned on by it that you start to come all inside me. All of your juices and, well, sorry, your cum and my juices coating all over each other. And then you pump a few more inside, turning the bullet off and holding me for a few moments as you finish inside, running your hand through my hair and telling me how pretty I am when I come.